Come here, Stanford, bottle me. Where's Green Bottle?
Oh, I don't know. He hasn't come yet.
Oh, of course he would be late. Everybody is here. We're ready to start the concert and no Green Bottle. Bottle, look, stop looking through that curtain.
Well, I'm only looking to see who's here.
Well, don't. Now, listen, don't get nervous, the both of you. Do you know what you've got to do?
Yeah, we're okay.
Have you got your music?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Well, it's a hard piece, sir.
What is it, Rock of Ages?
Keep quiet, Buttermeat.
No, it's humoresque, sir.
Oh, humoresque. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, that'll be all right.
Yeah, you like good music, don't you, sir?
I beg your pardon?
You like good music, don't you, sir?
Like it? Yes, I do. But never mind. You play just the same.
Yes, sir.
Here's Green Bottle now, sis. Come on down there.
Oh, good. Come on, Green Bottle. Look, where have you been? We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been rehearsing my show.
Been rehearsing?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, you probably need the practice.
Yes, well, I went through it with me old man.
With your father? I didn't know he could sing.
Yes, he's got one of those very high voices.
Oh, he's got a falsetto voice.
No, but he's got a falsetto teeth.
Oh, has he? Well, look, we're not interested in that. We've got to start this concert.
Yes, all right.
Good. Stanford, look, you get over to the piano and be ready to start the overture immediately after my introductory remarks.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, look, just open these curtains. Bottomy, pull that rope thing over
here. Okay, here it is.
Go on, open it up.
Well, stop it.
All right, there's no need to argue like that. If I have any trouble with you, I'll come over and box your ears.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
It's my very pleasing duty to welcome you all to this our concert. I feel sure that you're all going to enjoy yourselves. The program is not a particularly long one, and we will therefore not take up very much of your time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The boys have been rehearsing with unceasing diligence, and I really believe that you people will be genuinely amazed at the hidden talent among them. Of course, some of the talent is so hidden that you probably won't notice it. I have nothing further to say. Thank you. And I now call on Master Stanford to open our program with the overture, which is humoresque. Thank you, Stanford. Thank you. What's the time? One and two and what's that time? Dear boy, that was terrible.
Terrible? I thought it was all right.
Yes. You know, you remind me of Kreisler.
But Kreisler wasn't a pianist, sir.
No, I never said he was. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the boys will sing as a class that delightful old song, Cherry Ripe. Come on, boys, come on, out onto the stage here. Just a minute, keep quiet. Right, Stanford, introduction. One, two.
Cherry ripe, cherry ripe, ripe, I cry. Tall and fair ones come and buy. Cherry ripe, cherry ripe, ripe, I cry.
What's the story?
Tall and fair ones.
Get over, Ringo, get over. He's
blacking me.
Cherry ripe, this is ready. This is on you, Richard.
Ripe, I cry. Tall and fair ones.
Get up, me, get up, me.
Beautiful, lovely. That was really marvelous, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, the boys have several other songs which they can sing equally as well as that one, but unfortunately, time will not permit them to do any encores. Master Bottomy is the next performer, and he is going to recite for us. The title of Bottomy's poem is A Song of the Sea.
Oh, it's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Quiet. This, ladies and gentlemen, is rather a long poem, and so Bottomy will do the first four verses.
The first three verses?
The first four verses, I tell you.
First three verses.
Bottomy, it's four verses. Are you going to do as you're told?
No.
This is Master Bottomy to recite the first four verses of A Song of the Sea.
Song of the Sea by Brian Proctor. First three verses.
Four.
The sea, the sea, the open sea, the blue, the fresh, the ever free. Oh, gee, I don't like this.
Start it again.
The sea, the sea, the open sea, the blue, the fresh. Oh, gee, I can't do this. The blue, the fresh, ever free, without a mark, without a bound, that runneth the earth wide regions round. It plays with the clouds, it knocks the skies, or like a cradle creature's light. I'm on the sea, I'm on the sea, I'm where I would ever be. With the blue above and the blue below, in silence wheresoever I go. If a storm should come and awake the deep, what matter, I shall ride and sleep. I love, oh, how I love to ride on the fierce, foaming, bursting tide, while every mad wave drown the moon, or whistles aloft as tempest tune, or tells how gasps the world below, and why the southwest blasts do blow.
Well, go on, fourth verse.
Oh, strike, that's enough.
Do the fourth verse.
I don't want to do any more.
Look, do the fourth verse and stop making an idiot of yourself.
That's right. Fourth verse. I was never on a dull tame shore, but I love the great sea more and more. And
expression.
Blackbird's blue to billowy breast. Oh, that's red house anyhow.
Put some expression.
Like a bird that seeketh its mother's nest. And a mother she was and is to me, for I was born on the sea and that sort.
I'll see you afterwards, Bottomy. Green Bottle is the next on there. He is now to sing for us, the Minstrel Boy, and he will be accompanied at the piano by Stanford.
Yes.
All right. Come on, Green Bottle. This is Green Bottle.
Thank you.
Green Bottle to sing for us, the Minstrel Boy.
Yes. Minstrel boy, duty for has gone. In the ranks of death you will find him. His old man's sword he has girded on.
Father's sword.
And his wild yaps long behind him. Land of sorrow, said you are ye bad. Though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least a right shall get. One faithful heart shall praise thee. The pinched law fell, but the moment's case for not this is battle.
Leave on, come on.
They've
had enough, come on. I'm sorry I got you to sing at all.
Yes.
It's disgust. Yes, what?
Yes, I'll sing the third verse now.
You'll do nothing of the sort. That was dreadful.
Dreadful?
Yes.
Yes, but singers like me are very scarce.
Yes, but not scarce enough. No. Now, get away.
Yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the final item of the concert. I will give a descriptive recitation, and the boys will supply the atmosphere.
Yes.
Keep quiet. Stanford at the piano, and the other boys will just be helping, I hope.
Yes.
The title of this little recital, which I incidentally wrote myself, is Tragedy at Christmas. Thank you. Tragedy at Christmas. It was Christmas time, and the snow was falling heavily on the ground. A weary traveller was huddled against a tree, sheltering from the snow. That's enough. He was singing, thinking of his dear old folks at home. Dear old folks at home. Dear old folks at home. Stanford, stop playing that tune. Play the dear old folks at home, or better still, don't play anything. He was penniless, and his people and his lady love lived a long way away. He kept singing to himself, "My Bonnie lies over the ocean." Bonnie lies over the ocean. Keep quiet. He was sitting there for hours, and eventually dawn broke. And Green Bottle, Buttery, what on earth's that?
Yes, dawn breaking.
With the dawn, the birds whistled their song to the morning. Birds, you idiots, birds. Look, stop playing that piano, Stanford. Are you going to stop this? He felt that, after all, he was not alone in the world. He felt somebody would hear his cry. No, he was not alone.
No, but you are.
Exactly. Bobby, hold your tongue.
Well, the audience are all asleep. Look at them.
Yes, even the old man.
That's the biggest insult I've ever had paid in my life. Wake up, dear. Wake them up. Wake them up. All right. Quiet. Stop. And that And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our school concert.